Well, iwi, environmentalists and fisheries groups will mount a final defence against seabed mining in South Taranaki at the Supreme Court this morning. Offshore mining company Trans-Tasman Resources is appealing earlier decisions by the High Court and the Court of Appeal against the project. If granted, the consent could allow iron sand mining for 35 years. But its opponents say the project will irreversibly damage an ecosystem that's home to dolphins and whales. Debbie Ngarewa Packer is the Kaiarataki of Te Runanga o Ngāti Ruanui and co-leader of the Māori Party and an MP. She's with us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, morina.
What is at stake here? Why are you so against this mining?
I guess our whole community is against it because of the environmental negative impact it will make. And so while it's, I think you said in the intro, it's a home for our mammal life, it's also provides us with food and has done for, you know, centuries. And I think that's part and parcel of the certainty that we need to have to be able to survive around being a coastal people. So we really are about protecting and ensuring that we have something to pass on to our future generations as far as our natural resources.
And indeed, this ecosystem is not just one that provides you kaimoana, but when we're talking about the dolphins and whales, we're talking about the Maui's dolphin here, aren't we?
Yes. I mean, there has been efforts by the previous government to put in reserves around conservation areas, but of course this particular, and I think what needs to be reminded is that this particular case, which is 6-7 years long, is actually about the marine area in the EEZ zone. So it's quite offshore. It isn't protected there. It's an area that has a huge marine life, huge impact, certainly as far as the scale of the application as well. So we really have been wanting to make sure that, we're not encouraging this type of activity as well. So this case is actually quite precedent-setting.
Indeed. Now, Trans-Tasman Resources, the company involved, is saying that this isn't a pristine area, and that's one of their sort of planks, if you like, of the argument. It's a fair point, isn't it?
I think so. One of the things that we've been able to respond with is the South Taranaki Diving Club have put up cameras to show. Initially, TTR had come in to say that this is an area that is barren, it doesn't have a lot of life. And so our cameras quite rightly have showed the complete opposite. It's not only about the type of life and ecosystem that would be impacted, it's actually also about so much that we don't understand and so much, I guess, again, the mammal life, but also talking about other sea life that is very rare. And, critically, you impact on one part of the ecosystem poorly, it'll impact on everything else. So there's a lot that we've learned as a community as we've been responding to this type of application. Mm. But the reality is this is a company who is made up of a whole lot of shareholders, a whole lot of capital raising type of entities that we see the likes of Timaran that come into our coastal area, get into trouble, then go. No one is ever quite sure who's going to pick up the cleanup bill. And the other part of it is that it's doing an activity using a methodology that's not known. It's not utilised around the world. So it's a really, really dangerous application.
One thing that I'm a little bit unclear on is you've effectively got a bit of a coalition here going to court to defend this, fisheries groups, iwi, environmentalists. Why is it not the government?
It's a really good question. I think.
Or has the government said, yes, you can do it?
Well, they did, actually. National initially allowed this activity come through in the application in its incomplete form to be accepted. Then we've had the Labor Greens New Zealand First Coalition, which has continued to allow it. I think there were efforts by the Greens to protect the conservation space, but that was a bit of a red herring because it's not in the extensive area that's been proposed here. And just recently, as the new government landed, the Attorney General, David Parker, has in fact provided and given a submission to support what PTR are saying and to support, I guess, challenging the role of mana whenua in that marine space and in the Act. So this is really a test of the Act. And is it about, the Act was brought and its intent was to protect environmentally any activity that could bring our environment into question. And also to test, do mana whenua, do tangata whenua actually have treaty and kaitiaki rights in the EEZ, in the extensive economic zone, which exclusive economic zone, which has been proposed at the moment. There's a lot at stake here. And I guess it sounds highly technical, but the reality is, and we have to live with it for 35 years.
Indeed.
And that's the extent of the permit.
So. Indeed. Thank you very much, Debbie Ngarewa-Packer. She is, of course, co-leader of the Māori Party and also of Te Runanga o Ngāti Ruanui.